Hi everyone, my name's Chloe, and I'm in my second year of an agricultural science degree. Today I'm going to share my experience of a recent field trip where we attended some fascinating presentations regarding the inherent challenges of agricultural practices at local dairy farms.
When we first received the itinerary for the conference, I naturally assumed the seminars would be hosted in one of our modern university lecture theatres, as that's where all our previous events have been held. However, to give us a better feel for the rural community, the organisers actually booked a traditional village hall right in the heart of the countryside. It was a bit drafty, but it certainly set the right mood.
The morning kicked off with a brilliant opening address. The first expert who stood up to speak didn't start by discussing climate change, as I had originally anticipated, given how prominent the topic is right now. Instead, his presentation centred entirely on the severe impacts of soil erosion in the region, explaining how poor land management can permanently damage the fields over time.
We were given a choice of different seminars to attend after that. There were several sessions on the schedule, including a very popular one on crop rotation, but the segment I was most eager to hear was the one specifically dealing with dairy farming. It's the area I hope to work in after graduation, so I grabbed a seat near the front.
The speaker for this session gave us a very realistic look at daily struggles and farm finances. You might think that rising fuel costs take the biggest toll on their budget, especially given the recent news headlines. Actually, it turns out that continuous equipment maintenance is the primary drain on their financial resources. Repairing specialised tractors and robotic pumps is incredibly expensive.
Another major hurdle isn't necessarily the unpredictable weather patterns, though those are undeniably tough to navigate. The farmers emphasised that adapting to the continuous stream of strict regulations implemented by the authorities is what they struggle with most. Keeping up with the ever-changing compliance rules requires a huge amount of administrative work.
During the talk, we were given lots of eye-opening statistics. I already knew that electricity consumption on these farms would be extremely high due to the machinery, but I was completely astonished by the massive water usage needed to keep the facilities clean and the livestock healthy on a daily basis. It's a resource they have to manage very carefully.
A lot of people outside the industry assume that maximising milk yield is the ultimate goal of these operations. However, the expert made it clear that ensuring high standards of animal welfare is the absolute foundation of a truly successful agricultural business. Happy, healthy cows are essential for a sustainable and profitable farm.
After a quick lunch, we took a guided tour of a working facility just down the road. I was fully expecting to be wowed by the automated milking machines I had read so much about. While they were indeed fascinating to watch, it was actually the computerised feeding system that completely blew me away. It formulates custom diets and distributes the exact right nutrients for each individual cow.
Before we got back on the bus to leave, the farm owners very generously handed out some farewell gifts. We thought we might get some fresh milk or maybe some homemade butter, but we were absolutely delighted to receive a large block of delicious local cheese each. It was a wonderful way to end the visit.
Now that I'm back on campus, I have a massive project to complete based on what we learnt. I took quite a few photographs during the tour, which are nice to look at, but I'll be relying heavily on my detailed interview notes to draft my final report. The conversations I had with the farmers were truly invaluable.